弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah! Greeting to all of you, dear brothers and sisters.
今天下午跟大家一起分享的题目是灵恩布道会的意义。
For this afternoon, the topic that I would like to share with all of you is the meaning of spiritual and evangelical services.
我们很多的信徒大部分都是从小的时候就是在真教会里面的。
Many of us here, grow up in True Jesus Church.
不晓得还记不记起来小时候我们参加灵恩会的时候的情况。
And do you recall when you were little and you came and attended services?
小弟是在香港长大。
I myself was born in Hong Kong and I grew up in Hong Kong.
在年纪很小的时候就已经在教会里面。
And when I was little, I was already in church.
那时候在座的张长老、简长老都是去香港牧养，我那时候还是小孩子。
And I remember when Elder Chang came to Hong Kong, I was still a little child.
那时候很喜欢灵恩会。
At that time, I loved to come to spiritual convocation.
因为灵恩会呢，可以有好几天不用常常回家。
Because I know that when I can stay in church for a few days, I don't need to go home.
在教会要我可以吃好几餐。
And at church, there are many good food.
有很多小朋友整天都是宗教教育。
And there are many friends I can play with.
那时候在香港教会一个很小的会堂。
In Hong Kong, I remember I went to a very little small chapel.
中间有根很大的柱子。
And that was a big, huge pillar in the middle of this chapel.
里面挤了一百多人。
And I remember there was about 100 some members in this chapel.
夏天很热。
In the summertime, it was very hot.
长大了一点。
So when I was much older.
灵恩会的回忆就是说传道们说要求圣灵。
And as recall, during the spiritual convocation, preachers always encouraged members to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以很多小朋友一到说要求圣灵就跑到前面来。
So when many little children they heard about this, they will come to the front and pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以灵恩会真的是一个很快乐的时候。
So in fact, during a spiritual convocation is always a very joyous event.
可能我们每一个人都有对灵恩布道会的很美好的回忆
Many of us have very good memory of spiritual convocation as we're growing up in this church.
那么到底本会的灵恩布道会这种的这个安排是从什么时候开始的呢？
And in this church, when is this event this started?
让我们知道本会是从中国大陆传出去了。
First, we know that our church came from, originally came from China.
后来传到台湾。
And then it was then the gospel spread to Taiwan.
早期的工人们觉得说有一个很重要的使命。
In the earlier time, the preacher they felt.A heavy responsibility.
因为那个时候在台湾的教会的真教会还不是很多。
Because in Taiwan there were not many True Jesus Church at that time.
所以一开始他们想说要赶快的，有很强烈的责任感，要把这个福音传出去。
So they felt an urgent mission to spread the gospel far and wide.
当然，每一个礼拜六都有安息日的聚会。
Of course, at that time there were Sabbath service every Saturday.
但是，一年会挑一到两次的这个特别的时间。
But in a year, they will always choose one or twice.
有一整个礼拜的，每天从早到晚的有这个特别的机会。
To hold this event for a week or two weeks.
特别希望来可以传扬。真道福音给社会上的人给知道。
And the hope was that they can spread this gospel to the world.
所以慢慢的，本会这个灵恩布道会这个传统就形成了。
So slowly in the church, this tradition of having this spiritual and evangelical services once or twice a year then since continue on.
有人说基督教会那么多，为什么还需要多一个真耶稣教会出现呢？
Many people will ask, there are so many Christian denominations everywhere. What's the need for another True Jesus Church?
但是本会的使命是很清楚的。
But we know that our mission in this church.
虽然在社会上基督教派很多。
It is very clear that there are many different Christian denominations.
他们也很爱主。
And many Christians will love the Lord dearly.
但是我们知道，在基督教发展的两千多年的历史当中
，But since the start of Christianity until today has been about 2,000 years.
很多事情有发生了。
There are many changes.
道理也更改了。
The gospel has also been changed.
所以今天其他教派他们很爱主是没有错。
It is true that there are many Christians in all different parts of the world who love the Lord.
但是有一些福音你是应该要回到圣经里面去。
However, the gospel for some has to come back and return to the Bible.
所以本会啊有一个很重要的使命。
So our church has an important mission.
这是叫万国更增教的使命。
And that is to change, to correct, the gospel.
就是要恢复使徒时代的那个最纯正的、最完备的福音。
And that is to go back to the pure gospel from the time of the apostle.
啊，这个使命很重要。
And this mission is indeed very important.
所以就设立了灵恩布道会这个模式。
And that is why they started this spiritual convocation.
希望借着这个安排啊，可以吸引更多人归主。
And hopefully through this, many people can come to know the Lord and come back to the Bible.
对已经信了主的信徒来说呢
？And for some people who has already believed in the Lord,
那么就可以得到更多的造就。
And this is a time when they can receive much deeper spiritual cultivation.
因为平常生活很忙碌。
Because as we know that we are very busy every day.
一个礼拜一个人只能够来个一次两次一堂两堂。
We come to church once a week.
但是灵恩布道会的时间是特别长的。
But during the spiritual convocation, the time is longer. We can come here for maybe one or two days.
又比较集中。
And it's more focused when we study the truth.
当然的，就会得到道理上的造就比较多。
And of course, as a result, we can gain much spiritual truth and understanding.
那么早期的灵恩布道会啊，有一些很独特的这个性质在里面。
And in earlier days, there are more unique characteristic of this services.
从长辈们的口头当中，我们可以得到一些资讯啊。
And from the elders, we have learned a few things.
在每一次啊，这个开灵恩布道大会之前呢。
The members at that time, whenever this event is approaching,
都有啊一些信徒啊没有约的，但是自己都会跑到教会去祷告。或者甚至禁食。
Many members will gather together in church prior to fast and pray.
那求神啊，在灵恩布道大会当中啊，可以动工啊。
And they pray that the Lord God will move the spiritual convocation.
早期可能大家对管理学啊，或者是策划、计划各种的经验可能不多。
Maybe at earlier time, not many people are very skilled in organization.
早期的人的教育水平也比较低。
Or perhaps the educational level is not as high as today.
但是有一样事情他们知道了。
But there's one thing they always know.
做圣工就是要靠祷告。
And that to serve the Lord, they must start with prayer.
传福音就是要靠祷告。
To spread the gospel, they must start with prayer.
要带领人一定要靠祷告。
To bring people to the Lord, they must start with prayer.
所以因为有那么多的这个祷告的准备啊。
Because there are many preparation behind that supported by prayer.
早期的灵恩会啊，在每每在唱诗啊、祷告啊、听道理的时候啊。
So during these spiritual convocations, when people will sing hymns and listening to the sermon,
常常会有很大的感动。
They often get moved by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，常常会鼓励他们。
And the Holy Spirit often would encourage them.
或者是突责他们。
Or propel them.
让他们做一种改变。
That they must make some personal changes.
所以参加灵恩会的弟兄姐妹啊。
So for those members who come and attend the event.
他们每一次回去啊，都有很大的收获。
Oftentimes when they return home after that, they will be greatly edified.
教会啊，都会得到很大的复兴。
And also the church will greatly prosper.
早期的人也很单纯啊。
Also in the earlier days, people were simpler.
他们可能在灵恩布道大会的时候，听到长老传道们讲的道理。
So when they come to the church and listen to the sermons spoken by the preachers,
他们知道这个不是人的道理。
They knew right away these are not words from humans.
是神的道理。
It was inspired by God.
听完之后，有时候良心就很难过。
So after when they listen to the sermon, their conscience sometimes will be pricked.
为什么我是这样子？
Why is that I'm behaving like this?
所以啊，就会走到台前面。
So they will move to the front.
就好像一个孩子啊，做错事情了。
And be like a child that humbly before the Lord.
除了在神面前认错之外。
Other than repenting before God.
也会在众人面前呢，承认自己的错误。
Sometimes they will stand before the congregation and admit their mistakes.
可能他会说，在众人面前说，哎呀，对不起啊，主耶稣，我在隔壁那边偷了一只鸡啊，我这个不应该这样做的。
And I remember some will even admitted to the congregation that they have stolen a chicken from their neighbor.
或是我说了一个谎啊。
Or I told a lie.
这是带神的道啊，可以那么让他们呢，可以完全倒空自己。
And just with the words of God, they can empty themselves before everyone.
因为神的道太有力了。
Because the words of God was very powerful.
他觉得自己的面子已经不重要了。
So they feel that their face is not important.
我在神面前是躺，赤身露体躺开的。
And they're just openly naked before God.
所以啊。教会就好像一个家庭一样。
So the family at a time for them, the church is like a family to them.
透过灵恩布道会啊，让这个家庭的温度、温暖啊，大大的提升啊。
And it's through the spiritual event that their family atmosphere improved greatly.
所以啊，在早期当中，我大家很期待 非常的喜欢参加灵恩布道大会。
So I recall in the earlier days, many people always look forward to these events.
啊，甚至啊，自己这一区灵恩布道会结束了。
And so far that for some area that they had attended spiritual convocation.
隔壁教区又有灵恩会啊，我们要一起去。
They moved to the next area to attend the spiritual events.
啊，有时候啊，领圣餐都有领好几次的。
And sometimes they will partake the Holy Communion a few times in a row.
啊，因为灵恩布道会实在给教会很大的造就。
Because the spiritual event like this always encourage and edify the church.
啊，我记得我从香港移民到加拿大之后。
I remember when I moved from Hong Kong to Canada.
那么去到卡加利。
And I relocate and stay in Calgary.
那时候卡加利还没有成立教会，也没有祈祷所。
And I remember at Calgary we didn't have a prayer house or a church.
啊，只有一个留学生。
And there was only one foreign student.
啊，后来慢慢的有一两个慕道者。
So slowly, there were a few more true seekers that came.
平常聚会只有靠听录音带。
And normally, when we had some service together, we would just listen to the sermon tapes.
真的是有点吃不饱的感觉。
And sometimes we felt that we'll never full. 啊，
是饿不死了，但是吃不饱。
Although we'd not be starved, but we never felt full.
哎，那个时候听到温哥华有灵恩布道大会举开。
So I remember at that time when I heard that in Vancouver there was this spiritual evangelical services.
那时候我们还没有买到会堂，还在一个外教会的会堂租用他们的地方。
So at in Calgary, we still don't have a chapel, and we're renting a hall.
他们记得我们一家还有另外一个弟兄的啊，他们一家都开车，决定要开车来参加灵恩布道会。
So my family we decided to drive from Calgary to Vancouver.
这种勇气啊，不晓得从哪里来的。
And we didn't know where we found the courage at that time because we were still students.
那个时候是新移民。
And we're just a new immigrant.
啊，开车不是非常有经验。
And I was not a very experienced driver.
啊，卡加利开到温哥华要十几个小时。
And from Calgary to Vancouver, driving is about more than 10 hours.
就是跑山路。
And we're like going through mountain areas.
那么我妈开车比我还差。
I remember my mom was not a better driver than I was.
常常上高速公路都很害怕。
So she was very afraid when she goes on the highway.
那是妈妈告诉我们。
But my mom said to me,
来去看去灵恩会好不好？
Let us all go to the spiritual events.
我说去灵恩会开车怎么办？
Then I said, and how about driving there?
她说你一半我一半。
She said, I'll drive half the journey and you take on another half.
哇，一半就要六个小时啊。
And I remember, it will take about more than 6 hours to get here for each of us.
我们去玩都没有开六个小时去玩。
So we never have driven such a long journey to any place for vacation.
但是那个时候就是一个渴慕的心啊。
But that time I looked along to come here.
跟另外一家的信徒啊，两台车这样子从卡加利开到来参加灵恩布道。
So I remember I made a first trip here with another family driving from Calgary to Vancouver.
虽然路程是很累。
Although the journey was very long.
但是回家的时候啊，是满满足足的。
But when we returned home to Calgary, we were very filled.
那么灵恩布道会的精神是什么呢？
So what is the spirit behind this evangelical and spiritual events?
我们教会啊，有些早期的前辈们。
The earlier workers of this church,
他们以一种观念告诉当时的信徒。
They used this concept and taught the members at that time.
什么是灵恩布道会？
What is this spiritual and evangelical services?
灵恩布道会是神的节期。
They taught the members that this is a kind of a festivals of God.
什么叫做神的节期呢？
What is this festivals?
在旧约，如果我们看摩西五经啊
，But if we study the Old Testament and look at Deuteronomy，
以色列百姓是怎么样来敬拜神的呢
？The five book of Moses， we can come to understand how the Israelites come to worship God。
他们不可能每天都跑去耶路撒冷啊。
They don't go to Jerusalem every day。
但是呢，每当特别的节日的时候
，But every time during a special event。
每一个男丁啊，一年三次啊，应该要上圣殿去守节。
For a son, for one day of in a year, they have to go to the temple of God 3 times in a year.
啊，这种守节精神就是说神特别祝福的时候。
And this is the time where God specially blessed the day.
神的恩典大大会降临的时候。
And this is time when the blessing of God will pour down on that day.
是特别喜乐的时候了。
It is a special day of God.
今天我们已经在新约的时候了。
So today we're in the New Testament.
我们不用守逾越节，不用守祝棚节，或者是七夕节。
We don't have to observe all the festival of God like the Passover.
但是我们有个属灵的节期。
But we have an evangelical service.
就是每当灵恩布道大会。
But that is during this coming event.
就会来到神的面前。
We'll all come before God together.
会得到更多的恩典。
We'll always receive greater blessing.
得到更多的道理。
and the truth from God.
所以啊，这是早期啊前辈们留下给我们很美好的精神啊。
So this is the spirit and the kind of attitude that they have left behind for us.
你想想看，今天我们如果是华人的话，我们过华人的节期，我们也很快乐。
So for example, the Chinese, we are always very happy when we are celebrating some Chinese festivals.
但是这个是文化的节期，对我们灵性没有什么帮助的。
However, these are only cultural festivals, but they have nothing to do with our spirituality.
但是属灵的节期对我们是有帮助的。
But spiritual festivals are different.
那么当时早期的灵恩布道会为什么会那么神同工呢？
In the earlier days, why is that we see that God works almightly in these convocations?
早期啊，都会普遍的勉励信徒啊，为了要准备这个灵恩布道大会啊，还要很多的祷告。
Because the preacher always encouraged the members to pray a lot before the event.
甚至有需要的话，应该要禁食祷告。
And always encouraged the members to fast and pray for this event if there are needs.
在神面前呢，准备自己的心。
So that we can prepare our heart.
因为看了我们旧约的节期啊，每项重要的宗教节日，神都教他们说，哎，准备自己禁食祷告了。
Because if we were to look in the Old Testament for any important event, God always encourages people to fast and pray.
所以禁食祷告成为灵恩布道会里面的一个很重要的一个活动之一。
So fasting and praying is a very important part of preparations before the event.
那么要好几年前呢？
I remember many years ago.
在台湾呢有一个传道。
In Taiwan there was a preacher.
在被派到一个教会，就是恩宰教会啊，去那边协助灵恩布道会。
Before he was sent to one particular church in Wenzhai.
那么这次灵恩布道会的准备工作呢
？And what was the preparations at that time？
执务会就一次通过了。
The board member at that time they have decided。
那我们要加强祷告。
That the members should pray a lot。
那么那会前呢，祷告25分钟。
And they have also asked the members to pray for 20 minutes before the sermon starts.
会后呢？有空的留下来祷告一个小时。
And also encourage the member to stay after the service, for another 20 minutes.
哇，今天我们听到25分钟，一个小时，哇，时间真的很长。
So today, if we were to hear that we have to come here and pray 20 minutes before the service and 20 minutes after, we'll be thinking it's quite long.
但是大家知道说，既然要神同工啊，我们就要一起祷告。
However, if we're thinking that if we want God to work with us, it is very important to pray.
那么祷告的时候，有一个老太太，有个老姐妹。
And during the prayer that time, there was an elderly sister.
身体胖胖的。
And she was quite chubby.
那个腰骨也不怎么好。
She wasn't very strong in her back.
她跪在地上祷告。
So when she came to the front and she knelt down pray.
那传道人看到这位老姐妹在那么虔诚的祷告。
And this preacher saw this elder sister. She knelt down and prayed very fervently.
很替她担心啊。
And the preacher was quite worried for her.
不晓得跪那么久会不会有意外啊。
Because her back wasn't that strong. He was worried what's going to happen to her for praying that long.
但是这个姐妹就是这样子的，跟大家一起来祷告了一个小时。
So this sister indeed knelt down and prayed with the rest.Members for about an hour.
那么大家祷告完了。
After the prayer,
在大交谈当中啊。
And when they talk to this elder sister,
大家的彼此不单只是那个 elder sister 啊，大家彼此同工之间啊，心中好像有一种感动啊。
And after praying that long, everybody when they communicate each other, they felt that this movement by the Holy Spirit.
有一种力量。
There was power.
我们要怎么来为主做工啊
？And there was a power of how to serve God better.
怎么样来好好的准备这次灵恩布道大会
？How do we prepare ourselves for this coming event？
有这样的祷告做一个基础。
If you have this kind of prayer, then that sets a foundation.
很奇妙的，教会的青年们哦，慢慢好像就很快就热心起来。
And miraculously at the time, the youth become very fervent.
我们知道一个人要发热心的，并不是别人可以去提他的。
We know that for a person to be motivated, it has to start from the self and cannot be initiated by others.
如果今天有一个人跟你说你要发热心呢
？If a person comes to you and says that, hey, you need to be more motivated.
我们可能会跟他讲说。我不热心吗？难道你比我热心多
？And maybe you will just reply to the person, don't you think that I'm better than you are better than me?
所以啊，要发起热心的，并不是别人去告诉你去发热心。
So when you want to be motivated, you don't go to other people and tell people to be motivated.
发热心的是神在一个人的心里面在运行的时候，在感动一个人的时候。
To be motivated, it has to come from God to move you.
你会想说，要为神做些什么事
？Then you ask yourself, what can I do for the Lord?
我要在我的生命当中有什么改变？
What kind of life change? change should I make?
所以很快的青年们呢，就好像突然间就热络起来了。
So the youth then start to become a more fervent
and
zealous for God.
工作啊，大家都很热烈的来准备这个灵恩布道大会啊。
And then of a sudden, everybody was preparing very zealously for the event.
整个气氛就出来了。
And the atmosphere for this event then started.
当时呢，按照记载啊，有一位叫做黄陈春梅的老姐妹啊，刚刚好离世啊。
And at that time, there was event that was recorded. There was a particular elder sister, my sister Wang. She passed away.
那么离世之后呢，就从沙鹿啊那个地方就运回来。
When she passed away, then she was then moved from沙鹿。
本来要给她换那个丧服啊，要准备给她做后事。
They were actually trying to change her and prepare her for the funeral.
结果在祷告当中呢。
And it was at that time during the prayer.
竟然呢，又活过来。
She came alive.
哎呀，这个是整个教会体验到，哎呀，真的是神同在，什么事情都有可能发生。
And at that time, they truly felt that when God was with them, anything can happen.
啊，今天对我们来说，哇，死人复活了，大病得医治，好像很遥远的这种神迹啊。
And today, when we think of a person who resurrect a dead who resurrect, it is something that's very foreign.
但是神却同在同工。就有可能。
But if God works with us, everything is possible.
啊，所以整个教会就哇，就知道说真的是神要同工了。
So the whole church feel that God is going to work.
啊，那么到那次灵恩大会，很多人信主。
Then during that spiritual convocation, many people came to believe in the Lord.
啊，也有一次在卡加利啊，我们刚成立祈祷所的时候。
And there was one time in Calgary when we established the House of Prayer.
啊，人数只有十几人。
There were only 10 some members.
要开灵恩布道大会怎么办呢
？And when we gonna hold this spiritual event, and we're asking ourselves what we're gonna do.
平常也没有传道人在牧养。
Normally we don't have preachers.
那我有一位传道人要被派来参协助灵恩布道大会。
So there was a particular preacher who was being sent to our church in Calgary to help us with this event.
他打电话给我们。
And so he called us.
说有一个准备的动作，请大家要做。
There's one preparations that you need to do.
每家每一个人呢、啊，在家里啊，为灵恩布道会祷告三十分钟。
That every family should put aside 30 minutes to pray for this coming event.
求神动工啊
！And pray that God will work in this event.
因为人没有办法。
Because a human, is impossible.
人没有经验。
And a human has a lack of experience.
结果大家都是怪怪的，好吧？竟然只有祷告的话可以做的话，我们就祷告吧。
So we didn't have much experience, so we all did as told. So we came together and prayed.
那时候还没有会堂。
At that time, we didn't have any chapel.
我们在卡加利大学租了一个。教室啊，来开布道会。
So in Calgary University, we rented a place in the campus.
啊，几个青年就是派传单。
So a few youth went out and gave out pamphlets.
哎，感谢神，那一次布道会啊，请了十几二十个慕道朋友来参加来听到。
And we were very thankful at that time. We invited about 10 to 20 people to come and seek the truth.
是我们自己人数的两三倍。
It was about 3 times our own membership.
里面有一两个后来是有信主的。
And later on, one or two of them came to believe in the Lord.
所以啊，真的要灵恩布道会有神的同工。
So during spiritual convocation, indeed God has to work with us.
一定要祷告。
We must pray.
那么有时候我们在问了，为什么要唱诗呢？
Or sometimes we ask, why is that we need to sing hymns?
有时灵恩布道大会的时候，我们会很多时间会前侍众或者是特别的唱诗啊。
We realize that during these spiritual events, we spend a lot of time in singing hymns prior to the services.
其实唱诗并不只是为了好听。
And sing hymns is not just for us to enjoy.
唱诗是为了培养祷告的心智。
But it's to cultivate cultivate the heart of prayer.
其实唱诗本身是一种祷告。
Sing hymns is also another form of prayer.
我们看诗歌的内容，就是向神祷告，一种要求，有一种诉求。
Because if we were to look at the hymnals, the verses is kind of like a way of prayer to God.
每次我们打开一首诗在唱，好好的唱的时候，就等于祷告了一次了。
So whenever we are singing hymns to God, we actually praying to God.
为什么要听道理呢
？Why is that we listen to sermon?
我们看看灵恩会的安排，哇，好像很长，整天都在听道理。
And every time when we come to these spiritual events, we see that there are so many services that we're listening to sermon all the time.
为什么要听道理
？Why do we listen to the sermon?
听道理是为了让我们在祷告的时候啊，心中有真理啊。
listening to sermons so that in our heart when we pray, our heart is filled with the words of God.
如果一个人常常祷告,
when a person spends a lot of time in prayer,
但是他心中没有真理的话,
but in his heart he has no words of God,
他的祷告是随着个人的意识来祷告,
then his prayer is just driven by his own self-will.
他的方向啊不一定对啊、
His direction he takes may not be right.
但是一个人有听道理。
But however, a person when comes to spend time listening to the truth,
神的道在他心中。
The words of God fill his heart.
会引领他的祷告。
Will lead him in his prayer as he prays.
因为圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
所以弟兄姐妹试试看。
So try this, brothers and sisters.
我们祷告的时候。
When you pray,
有时候可能你觉得说我要讲的东西讲完了。
Maybe when you pray to God and see there's nothing, not much to say.
不晓得祷告讲什么。
And don't know what else to say.
你试试看，祷告的时候想起今天读的圣经。
Try this. Just when you pray, think about the verses that you've read in the Bible.
祷告的时候想起今天听的道理。
Or try to remember the words that you heard during the sermon.
神的话会引领我们的祷告。
And then the words of God will really guide our prayer.
为什么要侍奉主呢？
Why do we serve God?
有人说啊，灵恩会啊是最忙的时候啊。
And a lot of people will say that during the spiritual event like this, it's very busy time.
啊，炊事的，接待的。
There are so many people serving, like transportation, cooking,
好像很忙啊,
ushering. Seems like it's a very busy day.
好像在加班一样啊。
It's kind of like coming to the church and doing overtime.
这是为什么要服侍主的?
Why is that we need to come here and serve God?
其实服侍主啊，是让我们在祷告当中啊，有一个很具体的灵修的空间。
To serve God is more like a practical experience of what you've learned from your prayer and from the words of God.
灵修很抽象。
And when we talk about spiritual cultivation, it's very abstract.
对不对？谦卑是什么？
What do you mean by being humble?
谦卑很容易讲。
It's very easy to say to be humble.
两个字而已嘛。
It's just humble.
但是谦卑是什么？
What does the word humble mean?
做圣工的时候。
That means when you do and serve God.
遇到困难了。
When you meet with difficulty.
有没有办法谦卑下来？
Can you truly be humble?
所以真的是我们听的道理啊，要透过侍奉啊，才有办法真的做灵修的工作。
So it is only through work experience that we can truly apply what we have learned from God in our spiritual cultivation.
灵恩会也是一个很好的那个服侍主的一个时候。
So spiritual convocation is also a time where we can serve God.
那为什么要花那么多钱盖会堂呢？
And also, why do we have to spend so much money on building a chapel?
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
五十六章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
五十六章第七节。
56:7.
以赛亚书五十六章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 56:7. These I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer.Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
啊，这里神这个先知告诉我们。
Here, Prophet Isaiah tell us.
啊，为什么要盖圣殿呢
？Why is that we need to build a house of God?
圣殿是称为万民祷告的殿。
The house of God is a house of prayer for all nations.
说实在，平常要在家里祷告不容易啊。
It is not easy to pray at home.
啊，祷告五分钟啊，电话就响了。
Every time we pray, there will be a distraction, like the phone will ring.
啊，家里的人啊，要找你了。
Or people will come and look for us.
但是如果我们来到会堂，
But when we come to the chapel,
透过那几天的祷告，
And just focus on prayer for that few days,
有传道人们道理的勉励。
And there's encouragement come from preachers.
这个地方要很专心呢。
And then this is a place where we can truly focus.
来献上我们的祷告的话，
And when we present our prayer to God,
啊，神就会悦纳了。
Then God will receive and accept our prayer.
所以啊，教会一切的活动啊。
So all activities in the church.
啊，我们要救人的灵魂。
In order to save the soul of others.
但是一切其他的工作啊。
Anything else.
都是在辅助的。
They are all supporting this convocation.
最重要的圣工是什么呢
？What is the most important work in this event?
整个教会存在的意义在哪里呢
？What is the purpose of this existence of this church?
万民祷告的天。
This is a church where it's a house of prayer for all nations.
所以如果我们的施盖的功夫要坚强，
So if we put a lot of effort on our knees,
教会的发展就会增加。
Then this church will truly prosper.
所以有一个很重要的观念。
So there is a very important concept that we should have.
我们这个叫做灵恩 布道大会。
This is called the evangelical and spiritual convocation.
啊，就两个部分，第一就是灵恩的部分。
First time when we spiritual cultivate ourselves.
第二就是布道的部分。
And second is to evangelize.
为什么叫灵恩布道会呢
？Why is that we need to do both？
哎，很有意思。为什么一开始的长辈们不说是布道灵恩会呢？
Why is that the preachers they don't start with this is an evangelical spiritual convocation?
我觉得是有意思的。
I think it's quite interesting.
我们知道要先有灵恩啊，才有办法吸引人来听这个道理。
I think it's first that we need to have the spiritual blessing, then we can invite others and attract people to come and listen to the truth.
约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
一章第十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
一章第十四节。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
好，这是约翰福音的最重要的一节。
This is a very important verse in the book of John.
好，可以把它画下来。
We can highlight this verse.
道就是神。
The Word is God.
但是神要成为一个肉身的样子。
The Word has come into became flesh.
主耶稣基督。
As Lord Jesus.
啊，走在我们中间。
And He dwell among us.
住在我们中间。
And live with us.
但是那么抽象的东西。
But what an abstract concept.
怎么可以吸引人来到他的面前呢
？How can we attract others to come before Him?
这里说充充满满的有两样事情。
Here it says to fill us. There are two things.
有充充满满的恩典。
To full of grace.
什么意思
？What does it mean to full of grace？
道理很深奥啊。
The words is very profound.
一开始谁听得懂
？Who can understand？
一开始大家只想说信耶稣有什么好处
？The first thing people will come and says, "What good is there to come believe in Jesus？"
我生病得到医治。
If I were to get sick, I can get healed.
我眼睛瞎了，主耶稣帮我开。
If my eyes is blind,
我大麻风
，Jesus can open my eyes.
主耶稣给我医好了。
And if I'm a leper, I can be healed.
那什么道理我都不懂，那没关系了。耶稣，我跟定他了。
Doesn't matter what the truth is, I will come and believe anyhow.
这是从恩典来入门的。
This is through miracle and grace that you have come to believe.
是属灵的恩典。
This is the spiritual grace.
所以今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
如果一个教会
，Today, in this church,
神很同工。
When God works,
大家很容易的祷告。
Everybody put a lot of emphasis in prayer.
不论是信徒或者是慕道朋友，来到教会都得到神的恩典。
Not only the members, but also the true seeker, they all come and receive blessings.
你的问题得到解决的话
，and all your problem can be cured.
你得到力量的话
，and all your and you gain strength.
啊，布道就很简单哦。
Then a spiritual this evangelical service will be that evangelizing to them will be easy.
布道的道理都是一样的。
Because the topics is pretty much the same when it comes to preach to others.
创新的。
There's not many new things when you are evangelizing to others.
灵恩尝到了，布道都很简单，大家都接受了。
When everybody come here and they can experience spiritual blessing, then it will be easier for them to receive the words of God.
换句话来想。
On the other hand,
如果神没有下雨，没有灵恩呢
？If God doesn't pour down His spiritual blessing,
哎呀，我们在讲的，在这边拼命喊呢，拼命讲。
And we can just put out all human effort to keep telling you the truth.
讲了半天，大家觉得说，为什么不一样？感觉不到。
And we can spend a lot of time, and you will say what difference is there?
哇，体会不到神的恩典。
We cannot experience the the grace of God.
所以啊，灵恩布道会是连在一起的。
So to receive a spiritual spiritual And evangelical services go together.
那怎么样才给到灵恩呢
？How do we receive spiritual blessing？
当然，早期的前辈们呢、啊，就强调说，我们要一定要多祷告来准备灵恩大会，还要甚至要禁食的祷告来准备灵恩大会。
In the earlier days, the elders and preachers always encouraged that we must fast and pray.
啊，所以啊，早期的灵恩大会真的是、啊。很感动，让我们很深刻的印象。
And so I remember during those events, it always give me a very profound memory.
但是后来，因为人的观念可能也慢慢的改变了。
But however, people's concepts and start to change.
或者是环境也影响啊。
And environment start to change.
啊，禁食祷告了，站站的啊，就渐渐的就不是很多人提倡了。
And slowly, not many this fasting prayer is not often encouraged.
啊，那么问题就是啊，禁食祷告停止之后啊。
And however, the problem lies is after when they stop fasting and praying.
那么灵恩布道会当然也是继续的进行。
the spiritual congregation carry on.
但是呢, 就好像有点跟以前不太一样。
But we can see that there's some difference.
啊, 有一些人呢, 甚至有这种的观念哦。
Some people even have this kind of concept.
哎呀, 灵恩会又来了, 好累哦。
Some people say, oh, there's some spiritual and evangelical services coming again.
礼拜五, 礼拜六, 礼拜天,
it's so tiring. I've got to be here on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a whole day.
那么难得, long weekend, 但是要整天在教会啊。
It's a long weekend, and yet I have to come here for a whole day.
心里面的, 嘴巴不会讲出来的, 心里面不是很期待啊。
And some people are lamenting, and they don't even look forward to this event at all.
为什么会这样?
Why is that so?
又有人说了,
and some people also would lament.
哎呀, 我们都是信徒了,
we are already members.
哎呀, 道理, 那种基本道理我们都听过很多遍了,
we have heard this over and over again so for so many times.
哎呀, 要不是慕道者,
and we are not even true seekers.
要不是福音组的,
or I'm not even part of the gospel outreach group.
哎呀, 不道会晚上要出来, 麻烦, 不要了, 我们礼拜六, 礼拜天来就好了,
and it's so troublesome to come out here every day, so I might as well just come here on Saturday.
哎, 为什么有这种观念呢?
Why is it some people still hold this kind of concept?
没有错,
it's true that we already are members.
但是如果我们信的人不去主动的来找慕道朋友来参加的话,
but if we are members and we don't make an effort to invite other people to come here,
那我们怎么可以去救他的灵魂呢?
Then how can we reach out to save a soul?
啊, 所以其实这种观念也不是对的。
So this kind of concept is really not right.
我们是信徒, 更要听不道的道理。
We are members and all the more we should come here.
为什么?
Why is that so?
啊, 上面的长老传道人在讲的时候我要做笔记。
Because we should come here and learn more.
啊, 下次看到朋友要谈道理, 我都知道怎么讲呢?
And this way, when people come here, and when we introduce to them about the truth, then we know what to say.
所以为什么会有刚刚所讲的这些意见出来呢?
Why is that the people have all this kind of complaints about this spiritual event?
因为缺少属灵的能力。
Because they are lacking of spiritual power.
缺少属灵的恩典。
Because of the lack of spiritual blessing.
缺少属灵的感动。
And lack of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
如果一个灵恩大会没有神的能力，没有神的恩典，没有神的感动的话，
if in this spiritual convocation there is no power, no grace, and no movement from the Holy Spirit,
当然了，要几天几夜在教会里面坐那么久，还是很痛苦的事。
Then it would be very painful to come here to sit for 2 or 3 days in a row.
但是如果有神的能力，
but if there is power in this church,
有神的恩典，
if there's grace in this church,
有神的话语感动的话，
and the words of God will move the members,
哇， 在我们这边一个礼拜下来，我们都不会累。
I'm sure that you will even enjoy yourself as this event goes on for a week.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
啊, 第八节。
Chapter 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 8.
第一章第八节。
Oh, sorry, chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is also a very important verse in the book of Acts. You can highlight this verse.
这也说一个过程。
It talks about the process.
圣灵要降临。
That the Holy Spirit will come.
我们先得的能力。
And you will receive the power.
出去做见证才有用。
And when you become witnesses, then that will be effective.
没有能力的话,
if you do not have the power,
拼命讲,
even though you spend all your efforts,
拼命传,
and spread the gospel,
没有功效,
it will not be effective.
所以啊, 我们要求神帮助我们。
So today we must pray to God to help us.
但进士祷告并不是一个口号。
And it's not just a slogan and paying lip service when we say to you, fast and pray.
也不是一个形式啊。
Or a formality.
但是为什么早期的功能?
But why is that in the earlier days?
或是从圣经里面使徒行传所记载的?
Or that whatever is recorded in the book of Acts.
他们知道说禁食祷告真的有它的功效。
They all know that there's efficacy in fasting and praying.
因为一个人在禁食当中啊,
because a person when he is fasting,
他把肉体的欲望,
and he has taken away his fleshly desire to the minimal.
神在造就他的灵性。
And he wants God to edify his spirit,
解决他的问题,
to solve his problem.
所以在很迫切的时候,
so when he's very zealous,
或者是很重大的圣工要做之前,
and he knows that he will partake in a very important church project,
使徒行传都记载他们在很迫切的在进食祷告,
and the whole book of Acts says that they were praying very earnestly.
所以我们来想一想,
so today we just need to ponder.
今天我们要布道哦,
today we're going to start with this evangelical service.
打开中文报纸就好,
we can just turn a page from the
Chinese newspaper.
啊,
光是华人教会就有几间啊?
Just for the Chinese churches, you'll see that there are so many of them.
当然我们的广告还没放上去了。
Of course, we still haven't put our church
啊, 如果再加一间就更多了啊。
In the newspaper yet.
华人教会那么多啊。
There are so many Chinese churches.
还有其他的教会不是 Chinese的, 还有其他的英文教会也很多啊。
And just let alone Chinese, what more are there, the rest?
有时候我打开他们的，看到他们的传单哦，看他们那些广告啊。
So sometime when I look at the pamphlet that they sent us,
哇，他们的节目真的是丰富啊。
I see that they have very, very rich events.
哇，如果我是想要去参加活动了，大概先去那边了。
And if I think that I'm going to spend my time and partake with all those activities, I will surely go there.
但是我们要问一个，想想看。
But we must think about this.
我们所传的跟他们有什么不一样?
What the truth that we are preaching, what difference is there?
啊, 他们有很多的活动。
True that they have lots of church activities.
这个教会跟别的教会怎么不一样呢?
And but what's the difference between this church from the others?
我们知道这里有完全的真理。
We know that here we preach a complete gospel.
有圣灵。
That's the Holy Spirit abiding.
但是今天你跟大家说, 哎呀, 这里有真理有圣灵, 大家说, 啊, 真理是圣灵是什么? 但是那边有 barbecue 比较好。
And today we can tell others people there's this Holy Spirit and truth in this church. And but people will think that, hey, there's barbecue in another church.
记得都晚了,比较容易叫人家去啊。
And it's easier to attract other people to this kind of social event.
叫人来坐一个小时。
To get a person to come here and sit here for an hour.
今天你叫现代人要乖乖坐一个小时不容易。
It's very difficult for modern people.
除非神感动他。
Not that God moved this person.
在这个小时当中打开他的心。
To open his heart in this hour.
听明白这个完备的福音。
So that they can accept this complete gospel.
不然的话他下次怎么会来?
Otherwise, it's very hard that he will return.
教派那么多。
There are too many denominations out there.
如果只靠我们自己的有限的能力啊。
If we just depend on our very limited ability.
没有办法了。
It is very difficult to attract people to come here.
神打开他的心,
but when God opens the heart of man,
神给他体验圣灵,
God let him experience the Holy Spirit.
神让他听明白道理,
God let him understand the truth.
很容易啊,
then it will be much easier.
所以啊, 从这个表达的形式来看,
so from the way you communicate express,
我们教会没有很丰富的、很创意的活动,
we must admit that in this church we don't have many creative social activities.
但是我们有尊贵性的真理,
but we have a very precious gospel.
如果神的灵没有同工的话,
if God's Spirit is not working with us,
灵恩没有显现的话,
and the spiritual blessing is not being manifested,
啊, 怎么可以显出这个不同呢?
Then how can we show the difference?
还有啊, 要传福音来说,
so in order to spread the gospel,
啊, 现代人的心啊, 普遍来说啊, 比以前的人啊, 更硬,
it's much harder because today's people's hearts are more wicked and harder than ever.
为什么呢?
Why is that so?
现在人啊, 教育水平很高,
because we know that average people receive much higher education.
啊, 你要跟他讲一件事情,
if you were to tell the person,
哎, 他会想很多,
the person will say, think a lot.
以前的人比较单纯,
in the past, people were much simpler.
啊, 接受也比较容易,
and it's easier for them to accept the truth.
以前农业社会, 试探引诱比较小,
and in the past, because of agricultural society, that's not a lot of temptations.
现在我们走出门口, 从我们的电视电影, internet, 什么东西都有很大的试探啊。
But today in a high-tech world, there are too many temptations from everywhere.
所以可以说现在人的心啊, 真的比以前更难进去, 更难去打动他。
So it is much harder to penetrate in the heart of man today than before.
如果不是靠祷告,
so if it's not through fasting and prayer,
没有神同工的话,
and God is not working,
这个石头心啊, 怎么打开它?
How do you soften the heart of rock?
啊, 对内来说,
Internally within the church,
我们已经活在21世纪了,
we already lived in the 20th century.
我们信徒平常都很爱主, 常常聚会,
and the members are very zealous, they love the Lord and they often come here and gather in services.
每个礼拜都会互相见面,
they will come here every Sabbath day.
但是我们想一想问题啊,
let us just think about this.
别人我们不知道,
we do not know about others.
但是我们自己个人, 或者是我们家庭所面临的问题是什么?
But just within ourselves and our family, what is the problem that we're facing?
可能很多没有办法跟别人讲啊,
many of us will not tell people our problem at home.
在挣扎当中啊,
and we are struggling at home.
在困难当中啊,
we are in difficulties.
啊, 教信徒的问题也会反映在教会的问题里面。
And our own personal problem will then reflect in this church.
因为教会是由信徒组成的。
Because this church is amalgamations of every members.
我们很期待每一次灵恩布道大会。
So we hope that every time during this coming this evangelical event,
透过神的工人的话语。
We hope that through the words of the preachers and
workers, 透过圣灵的感动啊,
and through the movement of the Holy Spirit,
给我们亮光,
that we can shed light,
给我们力量,
we can receive power,
可以整顿我们的心灵,
and we can transform our heart.
那么我们的教会也得到更新了。
So then this whole church can also be transformed and be revived.
每一次灵恩大会都是一个征战。
So indeed, during the spiritual event, it's always a spiritual struggle and challenge.
所以我们要求神降临他的灵恩给我们。
So in this battle, we hope that God will give us His power and His Spirit
成全我们,
to help us and support
解决我们的问题,
us to solve our problem in our lives,
让我们得到益处,
so then we can be all edified.
所以如果我们越对灵恩会有这个期待的话,
so the more we look forward to this evangelical services,
我们有一个准备的动作,
then we have this heart where we prepare ourselves.
那么怎么准备呢?
How do we prepare ourselves?
第一啊,
First,
我们所有人啊都要开始啊分别为圣，深入祷告。
That we must consecrate our heart and pray deeply.
当然我们平常都会祷告。
Of course, we all spend times in prayer every day.
如果我们摸摸自己的心呢，觉得我这一次有特别的需要的话。
And today we touch our heart, and search our heart and know that we have a special need from God.
无论是要求圣灵。
Whether you're praying for the Holy Spirit.
求医病。
Whether you're asking to cure.
求神帮助我改变。
Or ask God to change you,
解决我的问题的话,
and solve problems in lives,
考虑了,
then this is the time.
如果你觉得有需要的话,
if there is a need,
可以考虑学习圣经里面 的榜样,
you must come and study and emulate from the characters in the Bible,
禁食祷告,
fast and pray,
尤其是工作人员呢,
especially the workers of God.
我们打开灵恩布道会的表, 如果有自己的名字的话,
and when we see that we are assigned to do some church work during that spiritual event,
就算是领一首诗啊,
even just as simple as coming to lead a hymnal,
或者是在门口接待啊,
or be an usher,
都需要很多的祷告来准备,
you need to have a lot of prayer,
神才跟我们同工呢,
then God will work with you.
所以这个就是分别为圣，深入祷告。
So this is a way you consecrate your heart.
当然也跟老板顺便请假，说礼拜六礼拜天我不加班了。
Also, you can ask your employers for a day off on Saturday and Sunday if you happen to work on that day.
尤其是礼拜天的这个圣餐礼啊。
Especially on Sunday, we have this Holy Communion.
这是整个灵恩大会的高潮。
And it's a climax of this spiritual convocation.
常常看到有弟兄姐妹说，礼拜六我已经来整天了，礼拜天休息一下，领圣餐没有来领的。
And sometimes we see members will come on Saturday, but they will not come on Sunday because they felt that they've been here the whole day on Saturday already.
圣餐礼就是整个灵恩大会的最高点。
So the Holy Communion Sacrament is in fact the most important event of this spiritual convocation.
我都要准备心了。
So then you must prepare your heart.
那么每人每天呢，应该为灵恩布道大会来祷告。
Not only so that every day we must also put aside some time to pray for this event.
可以的话。祷告十五分钟准备啊。
If you can, set aside 15 minutes a day.
布道会。
And for the spiritual, this
evangelical service. 礼拜三晚就开始了啊。
So we know that it starts on Wednesday night.
我们希望有一个立志啊。
And we must also set a determination.
至少要尝试啊，邀请我们的亲戚朋友来听道理。
We can try to invite our neighbors to come.
如果我们要有尝试过，没有人来，我们对主耶稣有交代。
If we did not invite anybody, then one day we have to answer before the Lord.
但是如果都没有开口,
we did not even open our mouth.
很对不起主耶稣啊。
Then this is we'll have fallen short before God.
那么也为那些你想传福音的对象，也为他们祷告。
Also, we pray for those people who would like to preach to.
求神感动他们，让他们可以排除一切的困难，那一天晚上可以来参加布道大会。
We pray to the Lord to move those people so then the people can come and to the church.
也为那些想受洗的慕道朋友们祷告。
And also, we pray for those people who would like to be baptized.
有时会有阻挡呢。
Because we know that sometimes there will be obstacles.
一定要迫切为他们祷告。
We must pray for them earnestly.
也为传道人们祷告。
Also, we pray for the preachers.
让他们讲了信息可以感动我们的心。
So that their words will move the members.
灵恩布道大会当中有祷告会啊。
And also this spiritual convocation, there's also times of prayer.
求灵恩
We must also grab hold of our time and pray.
如果自己有特别需要的话，
If we have special need,
也可以在休息时候啊，什么时候会堂都是开放的，都可以到前面来祷告。
And we can come here and pray anytime because during that day, the church is open for prayer.
所以灵恩呼召会啊，并不是一个形式。
So this event is not just a formality.
有灵恩布道就有功效了。
And if there are spiritual cultivations, then there will be effect in evangelicals.
有灵恩呢，我们的生命就会改变。
Then if there is a spiritual blessing, then our life would be changed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你所想得到的灵恩是什么呢？
And what kind of spiritual blessing would you like to receive?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
281首。